Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team. Only four games left on the year, including two at home, coming up this Thursday and Saturday as we face Western Oregon and Alaska Fairbanks. Steve, you know, we talked about it last week, and it's an overused phrase, but, you know, you hear it all the time about teams. You know, people talk about, you know, what team's going to show up. Well, the team that showed up last Thursday night for Montana State Billings, you know, well, that was a pretty good team as you defeated Seattle Pacific in four sets. Very impressive performance.
Oh, yeah, I thought so. And the nice thing about it was we finally played at that level at home. We've seen that on the road a couple of times, but unfortunately, you know, our fans don't get to see it much. So it was really nice for us to relax, come out confident, play defense as well as we did throughout the whole evening, and come away with a win against an excellent team.
Yeah, even that set that you lost, that third set after winning the two first two sets, I guess the second set was fairly close, but you won the first one fairly handily. The second set, you know, comfortable, but nonetheless, they made a little bit of a run at you. But you take a look at that third set, you got off to a horrid start, but apart from that, you played some pretty good volleyball, I thought.
Oh, yeah, and the third set, it was just a 1-6 start or something like that. And you know, against a good team, that's all they need to put you away. You know, Seattle Pacific is a very good team, as you see from their record in the GNAC. You know, they're capable of big runs, and they put one against us towards the end of game two. In fact, we're up by 4 or 5 points. They tied it at 22. We scored the last 3 points to win the game. But I was really happy with the response in game four to come out and to dictate play again and put them away.
I do have to ask you, you know, it's interesting when I, you know, that 10-minute GNAC thing, you know, where they take the break after. How do you feel about that? You know, I would imagine some nights it's great. If you're struggling a little bit, it's probably that 10-minute break can't come fast enough, but you're coming off a performance where you've won two straight sets, rally to score three to, you know, to win that second set 25-22. I can only assume from your standpoint, you'd probably just assume keep things going under those circumstances.
Yeah, you know, when you're in a tournament, when you're playing a bunch during a day, it's kind of nice not to have that break, but, you know, whether we're up two, split, down to, I like to have the break because that gives us time to come together, to talk about stuff, to make our adjustments. Because really, you know, in the game, your timeouts last a minute. That's not very much time. You hit them with one or two adjustments. And then between games, you have 3 minutes where you're looking at stats, you're trying to figure out what your lineup, maybe you have to adjust your lineup for matchups. So the 10 minutes is actually a nice time for me to get together with my assistant coach, to get together with the girls, to really talk about what they're seeing out there and to really fine-tune their performance.
What I really liked about the performance the other day, and we've talked about this in the past a little bit, but, you know, obviously you got the, you know, it was the usual suspects, great performances from Devin and from Jen. And, again, you know, we've brought this up from time to time, but I really thought, you know, it was difficult to figure out who to really interview after the game because I really thought just everybody had a solid performance. I can't think of one gal that was, and I'm sure you see things on tape and you probably can pick out some things, but I really didn't see one gal that I didn't think had a pretty decent game.
Well, you know, if I were to pick out one person that really led to our success, it would have to be Jill. Mm-hmm. Jill, she maybe passed 90-95% of the balls on serve receive. And, you know, I don't know if they were trying to target her or whatever, but sometimes when you're in that position, you really get into a flow. And then if you think about how that works for Jen and for Devin, that they don't have to handle a passing load. They just relax, get outside, get ready to swing. It creates some nice things for us offensively. So I thought everyone played well. You know, I thought when we struggled, it was, you know, more like a whole team type of thing, not just one or two players. But if I had to point to one person who'd had just an excellent night, it had to be Jill.
Going to talk about a few things, including the upcoming games this week against Western Oregon and Alaska Fairbanks on the second part of the Coach's Show.
You really hit the court hard on that last dig.
Yeah, my knee is killing me.
You need to go to AMP.
I've heard the AMP docs and athletic trainers are the best.
They are. After my ACL surgery this spring, they helped me recover and get strong again.
You had surgery and you're already playing?
Yeah, the team at AMP helped me get back on the court. They're the sports medicine and athletic training experts.
How can I find out more?
You can go to their website. It's ampmontana.com. AMP, athletic medicine and performance. Visit us online at ampmontana.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with Steve Smith, head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team, coming off a very, very impressive win over Seattle Pacific. Now three wins in a row. When you take a look at that road sweep at St. Martin's in Western Oregon, and then the big win against Seattle Pacific coming up on the 5th and the 7th, Western Oregon and Alaska Fairbanks at home. You know, it's interesting. I've got to just let's go off track a little bit here, if you don't mind. I'll be honest with you. I'm a big fan of conference tournaments. Love conference tournaments. Part of it is just a selfish thing. I like to cover them. I think it's fun to watch a lot of different teams play volleyball. But one of the reasons I like them is I think you can, you know, for a team, I think maybe they can have that little bit of a bump in the road in the middle of the season, and then, you know, it really does come down to who's playing best at the end of the season. And when I look at this, and of course the GNAC doesn't have a conference tournament, you know, I'd like a conference tournament a whole lot more, because if it would favor somebody, it seems like it would favor a team like MSUB, who seems to be playing pretty well. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm kind of indifferent to them. They, you know, we had one when we were in the MIAA, and we don't have one here. In fact, I don't think we've ever had one in the GNAC. There's the argument for it that, you know, it's who's playing the best towards the end of the season is the one that should be representing you in regionals. But then on the other hand, you have a team that, you know, that you want to look at them for their whole body of work throughout the whole season. And if they just, you know, have one bad performance at the right time, it can eliminate them. And I've seen that with a lot with the Division I schools like Wichita State, Eastern Washington, not winning the conference tournament a couple of years in a row. You know, they finished 28-1 or 2 and didn't get into the NCAA tournament. So the conference tournament can help you. It can cost you. Another situation I remember, Emporia State ranked 5th regionally, and because they're from such a tough tournament, they ended up losing to Truman State, which was ranked number 2 in the nation at the time, and that put them one game below 500. And if you don't have a winning record, you're ineligible for regional play. So you know, it's nice from a participation standpoint. I think it could help us this year, but overall, you know, I see the arguments for and against it.
When you take a look at the GNAC conference, I mean, just kind of look into your crystal ball a little bit. Obviously, I do believe there is an automatic qualifier, right? Whoever wins the conference, I assume there are some at-large bids. How many teams do you expect maybe to come out of the GNAC?
It depends on how we finish out. You know, you have three conferences in the region. Each one gets an automatic qualifier, the winner of the conference, and they have regional committee calls that they talk about strength of schedule, who are the best teams in the region. It's really hard because, you know, we're up here, the whole conference is up here, we're a little bit isolated, we don't get very many opportunities for out of conference and region play. The regional rankings that came out a couple of weeks ago, we had three teams in the top 10. We had Seattle Pacific was 6th at that time, Anchorage was 7th, and I believe Northwest Nazarene was 9th. So, you know, we're looking at probably two teams getting into regionals at this point. You know, I don't know if the fact of that we beat Seattle Pacific, I don't know if that helps or hurts our conference when it comes to regional rankings. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, people see how well we've been playing towards the second half of the season, how much we've improved over the second half of the season, and that's a good thing for us. But you know, understandably, you know, we're 14-10 right now, which is a pretty good record, but Seattle Pacific taking a loss to us certainly isn't good for them in regional standings, and it might be bad for our conference.
When I take a look at these two games coming up, obviously they, you know, on paper, they seem like very, very winnable games. You just went down to Western Oregon and swept them in three sets on the road. Earlier this year, oddly enough, you actually lose to Alaska Fairbanks, which again is just goes to show you how weird this conference is. You beat Anchorage twice, one of the top teams in the conference, and Seattle Pacific. Fairbanks, it's been a struggle for them, but one of their wins is actually against you folks. But again, in terms of taking a look at these two games, obviously very, very winnable for this program.
Oh, absolutely, but all four teams that we have on the schedule scare me because of the coaches that they have, because of the person personality that they have. I mean, when you look at those four teams, you have a who's who of coaching in my mind. You have Brad Saint-In at Western Oregon. You have Phil Shoemaker at Alaska Fairbanks, Dan Flick at Western Washington, and Mario at Central. You know, all excellent, excellent coaches that are going to have their team prepared. And then, Fairbanks, yeah, they've struggled at times, but they still scare me. I mean, they outblocked us up at their place. They got on a roll. We had some opportunities to put them away, and we just kind of come up with that game-winning swing. And they're capable of beating anyone in this conference, and that goes for the other three remaining teams too.
I want to talk about a little bit more specific about these two games coming up, and of course the end to the Great Northwest Athletic Conference season for Montana State Billings when we come back with the third part of the Coach's Show with Steve Smith.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the third part of the Coach's Show. Ken Adelblue with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings Yellow Jacket volleyball team. Three straight wins, including a four-set victory over Seattle Pacific this past Thursday. Coming up on Thursday, Western Oregon at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday, Alaska Fairbanks at 7 o'clock at Alterwitz. The last two games at home this year for Montana State Billings. And, of course, you can't really talk about that without talking about the seniors. And you've got three dandies that you're saying goodbye to: Devin Crotto, Jill Trabing, and of course Hillary Morrison. And it's just a fact of life. You lose players in at the collegiate level due to graduation. Doesn't make it any easier, though. I mean, these have been a huge part of your success.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you can't point to just one. For the reasons that we've played so well this year. You know, when you look at leadership, it's Hillary in the setting position. You know, when you look at how solid our serve, receive, and defensive has been, it's Jill. And then when you're in a need to have a kill situation, it's Devin. And I think just beyond their capabilities to play and their skill set, you're really talking about three just great teammates on the court that have helped the younger kids develop over the course of the year, and that have really led to a lot of our success.
Going to have senior night on that Saturday game. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Senior nights always make me a little nervous. I've seen it at the prep level because it's a very, very emotional thing. And, you know, matches are always kind of emotional anyway. Any concerns about that as a coach? Do you handle it any differently going in? Because, you know, again, it's a little bit different animal when you're saying goodbye to some seniors on their final night on the home floor.
Well, yeah, it is senior night, but it's not our final night. You know, we have two more matches behind that. Yeah. So, we're gonna do something. It's gonna be, you know, prior to the match. We need to show our thanks for, you know, three and four good years of play out there on the court and what they mean to this program. But I'm pretty confident that they're not gonna get caught up in the emotion of being an outgoing senior. You know, with those three especially, just how solid they are mentally. It's not a big concern of mine.
Really want to finish up strong, obviously. You got the two games at home, and as you pointed out, Central Washington and Western Washington. We'll talk, of course, about those teams next week, but we got a recent look at just how good those two teams are when they came to Alterwitz. But in terms of finishing out the home schedule, just hard to stress how important these next two games are.
Oh, absolutely, and if we have any shot, and I think it's a slim at best shot to make it into regionals, you know, we have to win every match on the way out, and we certainly want to finish out the part of our schedule where we play at home in a good way with a couple of good performances. You know, we want to match the performance that we had Thursday night against Seattle Pacific, definitely, to just show thanks to our fans and everything like that, and just really to end up on the home court on the right way.
Well, again, that's coming up Thursday at 7 o'clock and then Saturday at 7 o'clock. Thursday, of course, against Western Oregon. Saturday against Alaska Fairbanks. Both games here at Alterwitz Gym and, of course, can be heard right here on the Internet. Steve Smith, congratulations on the very nice three-game winning streak. And looking forward to seeing you this Thursday and Saturday night.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Steve Smith. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.